This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Tycoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 31, 2026. The scramble to build Africa's data centers is in full swing, driven by AI demand and data sovereignty rules, with companies like Microsoft and Google investing heavily in the region. This boom has significant implications for the continent's digital infrastructure, but it also raises important questions about power supply, as data centers are massive energy consumers. For builders and operators, the key challenge will be to secure reliable and affordable power sources, which could involve investing in self-generation capabilities or negotiating favorable power purchase agreements. As we consider the growth of digital infrastructure, it's worth asking what other technologies are being quietly adopted in Africa, and what impact are they having on the continent? In the health sector, drones have become a crucial part of the logistics infrastructure, flying blood and medicines to clinics in remote areas. This development has been driven by the need for efficient and reliable transportation, and it highlights the potential for technology to address some of Africa's most pressing challenges. For investors, the success of drone logistics in Africa raises important questions about the potential for similar innovations in other sectors, such as e-commerce or finance. The push for super apps in Africa's fintech sector continues, with many companies adding new features and services to their platforms. However, our read at Tech Cocoon is that this trend is often driven more by marketing hype than genuine user needs, and that the real value in African fintech lies in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. For operators, the key to success will be to focus on building deep integration with existing payment systems, rather than trying to create a one-size-fits-all platform. This means prioritizing the hard work of integrating with banks, mobile money schemes, and other payment providers, rather than just launching a slick app. In a related vein, the story of CariFirst's Cordell Robin Coker, who built Africa's best-known games publisher by solving payments, highlights the importance of understanding the underlying infrastructure of digital commerce in Africa. By focusing on the plumbing of payments, rather than just the user interface, Robin Coker was able to create a successful and sustainable business. This approach raises an important question. When national instant payment switches mature, which private rails companies will become infrastructure and which will become resellers? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.